بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions, and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah,
who is Al-Mannan?
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. We would like to express our condolences on the arrival of the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum ya Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Within the studio, we have a special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom to answer today's questions regarding Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and his movement. Shaykh Rouhani is over here. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh Rouhani. Welcome to the show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
For today's discussion, I want to talk about the value of martyrdom in the path of truth. We know that the concept of shahada or martyrdom is a significant one. It is not the mere death, but a kind of conscious sacrifice. And Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam chose death over moral surrender, we can say, Shaykh Rouhani. So how does the religion of Islam, especially the Shiite one, look at the concept of death in the way of Allah and in the path of Allah, namely called martyrdom or shahada, Shaykh?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, we should clarify this fact that Islamically talking, we have soul, nafs, ruh, and then this physical or celestial body.
Mm-hmm.
For this body or physical life, we have only this, for example, few years of life that we have in this world. Then it will finish, it will end. Then the question is that, is there any hereafter life or not? And what is the true life and what is the real life? The real life is that eternal life that we enter via death into that phase of life, according to the Islam and the religious and the Abrahamic religions, and according to Wahy and Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, so if that is the case, that we have a kind of eternal life, an infinite kind of life after the death, so, of course, if someone got martyred in the way of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he enters that joyful life, that, let's say, Jannah and mm-hmm. paradise
mm-hmm.
and heavens of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a reward for him. So then martyrdom or shahada is a kind of start point for an eternal life.
Okay.
An unlimited source of pleasures and beauties and, let's say, sa'ada and prosperity. That is why if a true mu'min, a true believer look at martyrdom from this perspective, he would embrace shahada and martyrdom because of this belief that he would enjoy a better life, a higher level of life, a perfect life. Let's say a kind of eternal a pleasure and happiness and sa'ada. So that's why
those who are slain in the way of Allah do not consider them as dead. Okay,
yeah.
That's right. They are alive, and also death, as Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam said, that death with dignity is better than life in humiliation, Sheikh.
Exactly.
So martyrdom for them is not a kind of death. It
exactly.
is a kind of...
It's not an end of life.
It is a rebirth.
A start of eternal life.
Eternal life. A rebirth, we can call
rebirth.
It.
Rebirth.
That's right. Is it voluntarily? I mean, and if it becomes voluntarily, so isn't it a kind of, for example, self-killing or something? I mean, we do become shaheed, for example, and we are after shahada, like Hussein ibn Ali was, and isn't it kind of committing suicide?
Of course not. You know, first of all, we should know that we Muslims believe that The religious values, roots, and sources are heavenly and divine kind of source, which means that if something becomes valuable, its value comes from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders mankind that you can sacrifice your life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the owner, the originator, the creator of you.
Mm-hmm.
So if he tells you that you can do this, because the real owner of these souls of us is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he is the creator, he is the sustainer, he is the provider. If that is the case, then of course, we cannot say that the one who sacrifices his own life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is doing something wrong. Rather, he is doing correctly and exactly the truthful kind of action, and he's performing the most true kind of action in his life. The point is that, of course, this martyrdom or shahada should be out of ma'rifah, out of understanding, out of perception, out of knowledge, not out of ignorance. This is the fact that we should understand about the sacredness of shahada and martyrdom.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So why martyrdom is eternal, and why Hussein's blood won against the sword of Yazid? I mean, this is a major question, Shaykh. So at the first look on that time in 61 AH, everybody thought that Yazid was the winner, because Yazid killed Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. We can't say who he considered as enemy. We can't say killed the whole family. And now he thought that the line of Imamat will be cut. But this was not so. This was a, we can say, short-sighted look of Yazid on that time. Imam al-Hussein's blood during the history won over the sword of Yazid. And this has always been the case, because Imam al-Hussein's martyrdom inspired the future generations. And this is important. As we could see nowadays, most of the revolutionary movement references refer to the history of Karbala, Shaykh.
Exactly.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah, it has great lessons for the Ummah, not only the Muslim Ummah, for the entire world.
Yes.
That's why Karbala is always alive. Imam Hussein is always alive.
Yes.
And the Shahada principle is always welcomed and embraced by the true Mu'mineen and believers.
As you could see, so many people were killed. And this is not only limited to the Shia world.
Yeah, of course.
Yahya Senawar, Ismail Haniyeh, you know, these were our Sunni brother, okay?
Yeah, of course.
So they were killed in defending the rights of the people of Palestine and Gaza. They are considered a shaheed, you know?
Yeah.
So many people, so many other people who were even non-Muslims, okay?
Yes.
Were killed in the Gaza and in the defending the cause of Palestine against Israel, who is the oppressor nowadays and the Zionist power.
Yeah,
so they are considered as shaheed.
Yeah,
shaheed.
Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just and fair, and Allah himself is against oppression, against dhulm, then the one who is dedicated himself to this principle of justice and adala, and to resist against oppression, they are the true vicegerent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are the manifestation of divine justice in this world, because they are seeking justice, they are establishing and performing justice in their lives. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may reward them because of this, that they are truly loyal and dedicated to the divine values. Among them is the shahada and martyrdom in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right. And Sheikh Rouhani, do you believe that martyrdom still matters today in the modern world? I mean, some people might say that the age of battles are done and nobody is thinking about martyrdom, okay? Because religion maybe has lost its true color. But do you believe that in today's modern world, with all these developments, martyrdom still matters?
You know, the term martyrdom or shahada, though it is a religious term, But we cannot say that making sacrifice for the sake of your own, for example, people, nation, country, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Your own, for example, culture, your own beliefs, is something that is only performed by religious people.
Okay.
Of course not. Look, for example, every country has army. The members of army are always ready to sacrifice themselves for their own countries, their own flag, their own nation. Yeah. So we see that in the wars, thousands, sometimes millions of soldiers be sacrificed.
Mm-hmm.
And they are really appreciated. They are really, we can say, celebrated, commemorated by that nation. They are like, they are really honored by their own nations.
All right.
So that's why to sacrifice something for the sake of values that people, your nation, believe in that and devoted into that values. So that is something that really occurs here and there. But the only difference between the shaheed and martyr and those others is this, that a martyr sacrifice, for example, his soul, his life, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? So that is why there is a difference between shaheed and other people.
Mm-hmm.
But sacrificing for the sake of greater values is something that is accepted, that is justified, and is not something only for Muslims or religious people.
That's all right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration. Again, as we said, martyrdom is a call to live with honor and not just survive. And as Imam Khomeini has said, every day is Ashura, every land is Karbala, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
This is what the late Imam Khomeini has also referred to. And because of that, because every day might be considered as Ashura and every land is Karbala, so still we can act against the tyranny and the oppression even in the modern age. Thank you much, Sheikh Rouhani.
You're welcome.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Please do not forget us in the majalis that you take part in the month of Muharram this year, and in your supplications and your du'as, and your morning ceremonies held for Imam al-Hussein, alayhi salam. Assalamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي